By look how gross that is, I'm not gonna look.
All right, we're doing it live.
Doing it live.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Hats. What are you wearing, Mystic?
Nothing.
Nothing. God, you couldn't even wear your thinking cap.
Oh, literally.
That was good. That was a good one. Like, that was fucking good. That was fucking good, man. You got to get it to him. That was good.
How was that? That wasn't good.
That was fucking good.
It's only because you were the butt of it that you're like,
yeah, that's why I like,
yeah, fuck you. Exactly. That wasn't good.
Want some ointment for that sick burn, bro?
Won't you shut up before I drag my Slimer across your face and leave a wet mark?
All right. Dad, you're live. You're in the frame.
That is just weird.
Fuck it. He's doing it live.
He's like, oh, I don't want to be in your camera.
Yeah, why is he saying, hey, why does he have a knife, dude? What's up? What's he doing?
That is creepy, man. Jesus Christ, that's creepy. Because the lighting behind is,
yeah,
like,
it does make him look creepy.
Like, you're ready to get axe murdered. This is going to be on video. Right. It is creepy, man.
We're going viral, Jesus, boys.
We're live on the Facebook. Oh, there is me. There is you.
Use on candy camera, motherfucker.
We ready?
Because it's delayed. I was ready. That's delayed by like 10 seconds. He's watching the.
What's his name?
Ted.
There can be only one.
A dad named Ted. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, let's do this shit. Go on.
All right. Let's kick it. On this episode of the Red Eye Report, we talk about hats. How long have hats been around? What were some of the weirdest hats over the years? We'll answer those questions and more. With me this week is Top Hat Teddy. Quick question.
Shut up, we're recording.
What's the difference between a white man wearing a top hat in 2019 and a black man wearing a top hat in 2019? Answer. The white guy is a hipster. The black guy is a pimp. Sorry, Whitey.
Goddamn right. You got to say the whole thing. It's a pimp named Slipback. Like a Tribe Called Quest.
Pimp named Teddy.
Pimp named Teddy.
Next to Teddy, we have Pork Pie Mystic.
Is that the name of a hat?
Yes. Mystic's moniker, Pork Pie, doesn't have anything to do with the hat, though. He just likes fucking pies.
Oh, nice.
We also have a Cobra ashtray. And a Cobra is like a Stetson with a dumb chin strap. He's like Stetson's a drunker Indiana Jones, but instead of finding the Ark of the Covenant and killing Nazis, Ashtray tries to find free lines of cocaine and Bushmills.
Yeah. Either or. Preferably both.
He needs the fucking strap. Finally, there's me, Oracle. My go-to hat is my Tilly. These are indestructible, have a lifetime warranty, and can be machine washed. And I get to drop acid, wander the Walmart parking lot, and pretend like I'm hunting dingoes in the outback.
Pretend.
Yeah, right?
I can destroy that hat.
Yeah.
And this dingoes is the Red Eye Report.
Dingoes are actually 12-year-old boys.
Right.
Oh, you
That's
are.
That's my code name.
Dingo fuck my body. You got your whole like a parody hunting show. It's just
hunting dingoes.
Capturing preteens who are wandering around Walmart.
Crikey, like gotta fight them.
So wow. Who here is a regular hat wearer? Teddy?
I used to wear hats more, maybe I don't know, in the last 5 years, I don't wear them as much, but yeah, I have a collection.
Not even Jimmy hats?
No.
You don't wear no Jimmy hats?
I fire blanks.
I fire you, Teddy, blanks.
How often do you wear a hat?
I say almost every day.
Okay.
I mean, generally it's a baseball cap. If I go out, I wear my Kangols. I used to have had a great fucking fedora collection, but it has since been destroyed.
That's the gayest story anyone's ever said.
I'm
gonna find one of my
dirty white men ever ruined the fedora.
Gayest shit ever.
Well, fuck you. You just mad because you can't wear a hat. Yeah. No matter what hat Mystic wears, she looks like Dom DeLuise. And that is the bane of his existence. That's why he's angry at this episode. He prefer we do hair because I have none, but you changed it, so way to go. Let's get the show going. All right.
So, Teddy. You got
flowing locks.
Teddy, you are in the 11% of respondents that said that they wear hats every day.
11?
Yep, 11%.
Apes don't care if you're shooting blanks, Ashtray.
Thanks, Travis. That's true. So
I'll try. Get tested.
Try 33% said that they rarely ever wear hats. 26% say that they never do. What do you think's the most popular hat today in 2019?
Baseball cap
at 51%. 42% is like a knit or winter type hat.
Yeah,
Are the gay ass beanies with the fucking shit hanging off the back?
Well, it doesn't have to have shit hanging.
No,
off. Just like, I used to wear a beanie at work all the time. That was like
beanies over there, like a cone, so like those Ed Nettie beanies that fucking shit hanging off.
I remember those back in the '90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, my brother had the cat hats that they were selling and shit too, like the big tall
Ed Rave.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there were parties in the 90s.
It was a rage.
Yep, that was 1997. That was all the rage.
Yeah. 11% said that they wear fedoras, which was actually surprising to me. That's pretty high.
It's got to be higher than that because 11% had the balls to admit they wear fedoras.
True.
The other 47%.
What do you have against fedoras?
I have one.
They don't look good on anybody.
They do look good on black people.
Like really skinny dudes.
No, they look good on black people, man.
I guarantee you they don't look good on you. I'm sorry.
I guarantee. Okay.
Stick to the Kangols and baseball caps, bro.
Guess what? I'm going to get me a fedora and I'm going to rock that bitch in front of you.
You rock it all you want. Doesn't mean you look good in it. I don't know what to tell you.
Just watch. I'm going to rock that bitch.
So, hats have been around for a long fucking time. And they have recorded like cave paintings that show something that looks like a hat from like 30,000 years ago. The first civilization that really adopted a lot of hat stuff. And I was looking into some hair things. A lot of hair stuff and wigs were actually the ancient Egyptians.
Of course.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know what? Also, probably what's the oldest civilization that actually took notes or made pictures?
Right. Yeah,
the Egyptians.
Right, yeah. The Egyptians.
Of course. You know what? I bet you there are some cavemen who put some dumb shit in their hair. But they just didn't make pictures or write it down. So we don't know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody made a hat out of leaves on the fingers from the sun or something.
Yeah, definitely. The Egyptians actually had some pretty elaborate stuff because they would shave their heads. Or
wouldn't they do that weird thing where they had like a weird ponytail? It was like just one chunk.
Yeah. So they would do stuff like that. They would shave their heads. They would have wigs and all kinds of crazy shit. So here's some other interesting facts about hats. So London black taxis were all made tall so that gentlemen could ride in them without taking off their top hat.
The more you know.
Makes sense.
Guess who's going to win cash cab now? This guy.
So it's staying on the top hat line. John Hetherington wore one of the first top hats in 1797 in the streets, and he was arrested for scaring people. He ended up in court and paid £50 of sterling.
What is that on your head? He's a devil.
I'm going to get into this a little bit more, but have you guys heard the term mad as a hatter?
Yeah.
I've heard a mad hatter.
Right. I've heard, from
Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. Right. So that's actually taken from real life. So when they made felt for hats, it involved using mercury, which is toxic, and prolonged exposure can cause damage in the nervous system, tremors, and dementia. And so people that made hats, they fucking, a lot of them had like all these mental, neurological fucking disorders because of it.
Haberdasheries ain't nothing to fuck with.
Vikings never wore horned helmets. I know that might be a
like, how do they know that? No, really. Were they there?
Maybe it was written down. It was like part of their lore. No orange.
Shoot, Hans sent out a memo.
What was the reason?
They did not wear horned fucking.
What was the reason why they didn't wear horned helmets?
I heard, in my head, I heard orange helmets. I'm like, how do they know that?
Yeah, they're wearing hard hats.
They probably didn't know what the color orange was.
But you're saying they did not wear.
They did not.
That was just made up by Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. And in Fargo, North Dakota, there is a law that forbids dancing while wearing a hat under the penalty of jail.
What happened to make them make that fucking law?
Yeah, what kind of a hat massacre?
What happened? The Union Dance Hall closed down and nobody danced again.
I'm saying, what did this motherfucker do?
Actually surprised when I looked into the baseball cap to find that the baseball cap is actually from baseball. And what we know today as a baseball cap is a variation of a yachting cap. And the first version closest to nowadays was in 1860 when the Brooklyn Excelsiors wore it. And it was later called the Brooklyn style cap. And it really hasn't changed that much.
Why fuck with perfection, you know?
Right. Yeah.
in 1940, that's when they put latex rubber inside the cap, and it really hasn't changed from that.
Latex rubber, like in the bill?
In the bill, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
So now, I guess
people don't fold the brim, which irritates the living fuck out of
Well, yeah, because as kids, our kids, you know, like, it was you cranked it, you put rubber bands on it.
Oh, yeah.
And now you broke
it in. That was like the key to a good hat, was breaking in that brim perfectly.
Yeah. And it was kind of like you would show your classmates, like, this is my new hat, you know, still breaking it in.
Right. Rolling
it around. And like,
they look stupid.
See, I like my slight brim. Yes. I don't like that big old brim you have. I like my slight
thing. Well, that's fine. You can like it all you want, but at least you bend it. It's right.
That is just fucking dumb.
Yeah. No, we had some, I remember as kids, some of us were like seeing how like tight you could keep it, be like, oh, real. Look at it without it being like bent.
Right.
Ashtray.
Ridiculous.
Ashtray.
So, yeah.
Answer Tony the Perella is asking if you are drinking a White Claw, whatever the fuck that is.
I've been hearing about those.
You better not be drinking a fucking
White Claw. This is that other one. Yeah, no, Basic Bitch Seltzer.
Basic Bitch Seltzer?
They call him Basic Bitch. What
the fuck is a White Claw? I don't even know.
Claw,
it's the seltzer. It's like the seltzer.
Hard seltzers
the new Zima is what it is.
It's where all of the
really?
Going okay. right now.
Yeah, it's like the new Zima in this little fucking game. Yeah.
So I'm sure you guys have seen women in I'm sure you've seen women.
I've seen one woman.
Only your wife. You look at any other, she slaps you.
So
he says it's the new bro drink, by the way.
1800s, late 1800s. huge fucking hats, right? Like massive hats. And that was the style of the day. Occasionally the brims were so wide that the hats stretched beyond the women's shoulders and caused the women to fall over. They would lose their balance. Yeah. Because they would just keep on adding shit on there.
Wouldn't that be something to see at the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, right.
Right? It'd make it more interesting than the fucking 10 minutes of the actual races.
Has anybody ever actually put a fruit basket on their head? Like no. In pictures?
like in the kind of stereotypical Chiquita banana thing? No, like our fruit baskets.
No, I mean like no, you haven't seen those like chicks at like the Kentucky Derby. Like it looks like they have like cherries and shit in their hats. Oh, you know what I mean?
That kind of elaborate stuff. No, I've never worn that kind of elaborate of a hat. No. I wouldn't have anywhere to put it in my apartment.
And just to let you know, the Kentucky Derby is known as the fastest or as the most intense 2 minutes in sports. It's a 2 minute race.
It's really only 2 minutes. Okay.
So the fedora that Teddy loves so much.
I don't currently have one. I need to find one. I just say, oh, my dude is lost and destroyed. But yeah.
So they lasted until the 1960s. And then
fedoras lasted until the 60s.
Yep, until the 60s. And then the Cultural Revolution happened during the 60s. And everybody's like,
oh, fuck these fedoras.
Crazy hats, or let's not wear hats at all.
Let's knit them ourselves because we're hippies and we live in common.
Thanks, fucking hippies. So, let's talk about the Mad as a Hatter.
I wore a bowler to prom, bro.
So, yeah, the term.
It's been traced. The felt industry. So they use the mercury in order to break the hair or the fur down in order to make felt. That's the reason why they were using it. And I thought it was kind of interesting how they discovered that it works. So in Turkey, camel hair was used for felt material, and it was discovered that the felting process was speeded up if the fibers were moistened with camel urine.
Oh, of all the urines.
Yeah, how'd they discover that?
I'm guessing they tried a shit ton of urine.
It is said that in France.
It's probably because one Muslim told them, this is the secret. And like, it's got to be camel urine. No, they didn't bother to try goat or horse or sheep or anything else in America.
Well, get this. It is said that in France, workmen use their own urine. But one particular workman seemed consistently to produce a superior felt. This person was being treated with a mercury compound for syphilis.
Oh.
And an association was made between mercury treatment of the fibers and an improved felt after that.
Weird.
And that was why they decided mercury.
That's why they started using mercury.
That's the weirdest stumbling
upon that I've ever heard of.
Well, it also, I guess, at that point, you know, because they had given mercury for syphilis, they didn't think mercury was as harmful. So they're like, sure, let's use it for this. Right.
And I mean, this was quite severe. And actually in the U.S., they had something called the Danbury Shakes. So Danbury, Connecticut has always been known as the Hat City. And it was the hat making capital of the world in the 19th century. So at the peak of the industry, 5 million hats a year were produced in 56 different factories in Danbury. Wow.
That's a lot of goddamn hats.
When was this? What time of?
So 19th century. So 1800s. And they were using a mercury solution, and they had like a bunch of steam and stuff. So it was airborne. So you're inhaling fucking mercury all day. And many hatters with long-term exposure got mercury poisoning. Mercury poisoning attacks the nervous system, causes drooling, hair loss, uncontrollable muscle twitching, a lurching gait.
I have almost all those symptoms, but
lurching gait. Lurching gait. That's weird. What do they consider lurching? Because I already have that, I think.
Yeah. People are stumbling about in a confused state with slurred speech and trembling hands, and people would think that they were drunks, actually. And they, in the most severe cases, they're actually experiencing hallucinations.
Wow.
So it wasn't until the 1940s that they actually banned the use of that in the U.S. But that's where that Mad Hatter comes from, is the use of mercury, which I thought was interesting.
It's weird how they, like, we used to use, just do dumb shit with chemicals. You know what I mean? Like, well, the thing is like, remember back in the 30s, you ever seen the movie Naked Lunch or read the book?
I know the book's name, but I actually have never read it.
Is that the mescaline one?
About exterminators, yeah. And back in the day, they used mescaline, which is like fucking peyote, basically.
Right.
To kill cockroaches and bugs and shit. So all these dudes were like going crazy. They couldn't figure out why. Oh, maybe because they're hallucinating and shit.
Yeah.
And gigantic fucking cockroaches coming at it.
And you're under a little crawl spaces and shit, you know?
Right, yeah. You're all tripping balls.
I'm sorry I killed your family. Please don't hurt me.
Right, yeah.
Like how many houses they burned down just because they were going nuts.
Jesus Christ. Lady, you had a
road problem. It's the only way, ma'am. It's the only way.
It's the only way. Burn them out.
So, just to close out the hat discussion, have you guys had like a favorite hat?
Or yeah.
What was your favorite hat that you had? When did you wear it?
Well, probably mine would be the my Mountain Dew one. Hold on, I'm gonna fucking grab it.
Right. Mine was Teddy's mom. I wear like a hat a lot.
That's fine. Mine's my girlfriend's ass. That's my favorite hat.
Hey, wait, I meant to ask you, does she eat ass as ravenously as you do? Like, is she into ass?
I'm not a fan of it. I'm a fan of yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you feel comfortable divulging that information. Oh,
man, no. Ashtray likes to get all the way.
Hey, man, I ain't ashamed of my shit. Fuck y'all.
Okay, go ahead. Where's your Mountain Dew hat?
My favorite would be the Mountain Dew hat. So before I started my life, I thought I was going to make like custom distressed hats. So I found this retro Mountain Dew hat from Target, and I had this collection of old cans. So I basically riveted an old Mountain Dew can into the bill. Trouble was, I found I just liked the stuff I made so much, I was wearing it all the time. So that business idea failed.
I was going to say, you could probably sell that for like $600-$700 to some Japanese kid.
True. Yeah, I guess.
Hammer it up with some old Levi's and you're talking a cool grand.
Nice.
Next. Teddy? Favorite hat? Teddy, what's your favorite hat?
Can't hear you, Teddy.
Come on, Teddy, you're muted, you dumb shit.
My bad, I was muted. I was coughing. I was muted, my bad. Fuck y'all. My favorite hat, I guess, I've got a Kango from a buddy of mine that he's got Skyrock on it. That I think that's that and my ball caps. My Detroit ball caps, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. Never forget. 13 years old.
What?
What?
Didn't you say you lived in Detroit till you were 13?
Oh.
Never forget.
All right, what's your favorite hat? Miracle? Is that one? Is it the one you're wearing?
Yeah, the one you're wearing.
The Tilly's a good outdoorsy hat, but this is
that what it's called? That's the style, the Tilly.
It's a Tilly. Hat? Yeah, it's a Tilly hat, and it actually does have a lifetime warranty on it.
Dude, wait, is Tilly the brand or the style?
It's the brand.
Okay,
dude. If we ever hung out together, you wore that hat, I would never stop cracking on you, ever. Like the whole day would be me cracking on you. It'd be fun, you know.
I'm not a huge hat guy.
As a bald guy, though, like utilitarian wise, That's a solid hat to have when you're like, roughing it outdoors, like, and keeping that sun off.
Roughing outdoors, I see him being dragged through. I see him being dragged through a city by his girlfriend with a camera on his neck, wearing that hat. That's his feature.
So
outdoors, my ass.
I think my favorite hat ever was this beanie. It was a Patriots beanie, but it was like the most comfortable fucking thing that I've ever worn. And when I had long hair, like really long, and it was just nice to keep it down. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was comfortable. Right on.
So that's long it for hats, locks. Folks.
Another riveting stupid, episode.
Yeah. Send us your stupid.
Hey, that shit was tight. Plumbing. We'll make
fun of. So we're moving on to what's sexy, where we tell you what's sexy. Okay, one last
hat thing. I'll tell you a hat I miss wearing.
What
is I miss wearing the little Jamaican small bill hats that you catch a dredge in, make love. I do miss wearing those hats. That's all I gotta say. I miss my hair.
I don't even know what
you're talking about. Oh, when you had your long dreads.
There's little hats. Like they're hats. Yeah, you have dreads. You can put them in. There's a little Jamaican hat you can wear.
Do they just have like a tie that you just kind of looped it around?
No, it's the way you put it on. You put it. I mean, you kind of like cut the dreads with it and then put it on, and that's. And like the weight of the dreads holds it, like it's just like right here, and the weight of the dreads holds it up. I had like two of those, one for my short dreads and one for my real long ones. It was, I like wearing those hats.
How long ago did you get rid of your dreads?
It's been a while. I got the picture on Facebook when I cut them off, but yeah, I have to look at.
Do you remember what year it was?
No, it was. It's been more than 10 years.
Too long. All right, moving on.
Hair into dreads.
Nasty.
Okay, Teddy.
It's just like a matted cat down there. Good, gross.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Oh my lord! They made a third one.
Eat a dick. Fuck you.
They can't get to the fourth
without the third, baby. And I hope it is a fourth. This is a Switch exclusive. If you ever played the first two, it's basically a shit ton of Marvel guys. It's kind of like a Diablo style Marvel game. It's awesome. It's got like 40 characters more coming DLC. Great game. Pick it up, Oracle. I know you don't play games with people, but are you picking it up? Because it is co-op.
It's got a cool looking style.
I mean, it's a cool, like a top down kind of thing. You can switch between the four people.
Type game.
Wait, now yeah, didn't they have this for the 360 and shit?
Well, they had one for the original Xbox and one for the 360. Yeah.
Wait, this is only on Switch?
Yeah, it's only on the Switch. It's Switch exclusive. Yeah.
What?
Oh.
And it looks pretty good. I mean, there's a shit ton of characters. There's more characters you can get and unlock, and there's more coming in DLC. And you choose Ghost Rider. Yeah, you choose your team, and depending on
what
the
affiliates,
they get buffs and things, and
it's Ghost,
and you can it's real cool.
Elektra.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Check it out.
So, moving on.
Oh, you're a bad loser.
All right. Next, we have Mystic with Blown Away.
So it's this show on Netflix called Blown Away. It's like one of those reality competition shows, but it's all about glass blowing, right? And first off,
I see what they did there.
So some of these people are fucking unbelievable artists at glass blowing. I don't understand like the concept even behind it. But what I like about it is that most of those shows are like an hour long. This is 22 minutes or whatever. Oh, just really? Gets straight the fuck into the shit. They're like, this is what you're doing. You got fucking 5 hours. Get to it.
They don't like milk highlights. The backstory of
yeah, exactly.
Glass
yeah,
blower. Like, oh, it's such a hard life. Right. You know, my mom, she broke a toe on a union job.
They do, but it's one person per episode, and it's like 2 minutes worth instead of 30 minutes worth, where it's, you know, if it was twice as long. Do you get what I mean? Like, they'll be they'll tell you the reason behind what they're making this piece, and that'll be the end of it. It's not like, you know, like I used to watch
The trailer looks sexy.
I used to watch Face Off, where they did the makeup.
The makeup,
yeah. And like, you know, eight different people are always like, oh, I think I'm going home, man. Oh, man. And like, you can shut up. It's a competition. Go fucking do what you need to do. And that's this one just kind of gets down to it. Plus, they have really cool names for shit. Like the hole that you put the fucking glass
in. Well, do they also, well, they keep explaining the also the parts and
yeah, the concepts process. Behind what they're doing and shit. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so like the, they have the main heater kiln thing, right? Where they heat up the glass. But like the hole that in the furnace that they keep putting it in to like heat the thing up is called a glory hole. That's and they have like no, the no, but they have no qualms with saying glory hole.
Yeah, because they're professionals, goddammit.
Yeah.
Normal people watching this are just going to go, really? Glory hole again?
Well, glass blowing has been around longer than the term glory hole as far as a dick in a hole, I'm sure.
For sure. For sure.
So I wonder how then did glory hole get attuned? Because your glass, you're blowing on the dick? Like you're blowing glass? Yes,
maybe.
Maybe that's the connection.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because you got to blow the glass in the glory hole.
Wow, this is like ancient aliens.
I think somebody needs to get to Googling.
All right, that's it.
That's funny.
Somebody's got to figure it out.
I must know the answer to this question now.
All right, so next up is me with Forza Horizon 4, Fortune Island. So I've got the Game Pass Ultimate, which includes the PC Game Pass, and part of that you get Forza Horizon 4, which is an outstanding game. I played it on Xbox. I've been really getting into it on PC, and I decided to get the DLC for it. There's Forza or Fortune Island, and there's the Lego one. I've only been doing Fortune Island so far, and you go to a completely different island, and it's a lot more rustic, I guess. There's like mountains and a lot of mud, so a lot of off-road stuff, some really cool like beach shit, and they have some cool modes in there too. And like one of them is Trailblazer. Which you, with the Trailblazer, you start off at a starting point and you do whatever it takes to get to the end point. So it doesn't like define the track for you. You just fucking, whatever the capabilities of your vehicle is, you can go through the woods or whatever. And they have like riddles and things like that where there's treasure hidden throughout the island. So you're going around and finding that. And you know, I've played the other Forza Horizons and I've never, none of them have quite stuck with me. And this one, the driving just feels so fucking good. And once you start to acquire like cars that you really like to drive, it becomes better. I definitely have, you know, like go-to cars is like, yes, I want to drive this car, you know, in this. And I think they do a good job of keeping it enthusiastic about like mixing things up and cool challenges like the stunt challenges and speed traps and stuff like that are add a lot to it. So been enjoying that a lot. Have you guys played the Forza Horizon at all?
I haven't played any of the Forzas.
I've played 4.
Yeah, I've played the Forza Horizon 4, yeah. Did you get the like Lego it? Add-on? Or?
I did get the Lego right. Add-on. I haven't tried the Lego one.
What's did you the try Lego add-on?
I haven't tried like it. I haven't re-downloaded it. Yeah, you get it's pretty much like Lego track and Lego cars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't really like it much, but you I'm not like into it? Arcade.
Mm. Yeah, you're games more into like the, that.
I'm more into like simulation.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it was fun to go online and race in these races, but it got old quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, I don't play the game for the story mode.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. There are stories that went with this racing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's like
fast travel, man.
And that's the thing is I remember that game had like it took a while to get like good cars and it took a while to be able to do a lot of this stuff. After a while, you can fast travel anywhere on the map if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you have like the best fucking cars, the game just gets a lot better. But, yeah, I've been enjoying that a lot. Ashtray has been enjoying concerts on the square and e-bikes.
Yeah, tonight was the last concerts on the square, here in Madison, which they do with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, on Wednesdays. And you have to like get down there at 3 p.m. to like lay a blanket out and claim a section on the lawn, because it's just a huge, big like picnic, where everyone's allowed to drink and you listen to the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. And the weather tonight was just like spot on, perfect, nice breeze. The humidity was low. And it was also giving that experience to my dad for the first time. So getting a little blitz with my dad, laying out in the blanket and just like kind of half napping, half listening to classical music. And then added to that is the entire B-cycle units in Madison have been upgraded to e-bikes, which if you haven't ever ridden an e-bike, it's kind of like as soon as the pedaling gets hard, you can kind of feel the motor compensating for the extra effort. And it's just like, oh, this is easy. You like Mystic, you'd love them.
No, I wouldn't. It's a bike.
No, I swear, like
you know what else compensates when you put your foot down? A car. And I ain't got to do shit to drive one of those.
Hey man, seeing you get out of that Cavalier was a highlight of my life.
So yeah, the weather worked out, and apparently, also though it's, I guess there was just a news article saying that the new e-bikes are getting like an exponential usage, with people, which is a good thing, because it's actually a pretty handy way to just get like, oh, I got to go, you know, 15 blocks quickly without having to call an Uber or something like that.
You got to burn off those beers and fucking cheese curds.
What's the fun in not calling an Uber?
Not calling an Uber. Fuck that. Fuck Uber.
I still don't have Uber on my phone. It'll be a while before I'm put in that position to have to.
Oh, no, I just assimilated. I'm calling Uber. Fuck that. I've been assimilated.
They got Groupons for Uber and shit?
You're goddamn right. They got Groupons for Uber. Jesus Christ. Let it go. It's Groupon. There's nothing wrong with saving money, you ass fucking assholes. Nothing wrong with saving money.
All right. So that brings us into the fuck what you think section, where we tell you to go fuck yourself or things that piss us off in this world. And I'm going to start with numbered bins.
Wow, that's a pretty random thing.
It's, when I read it in the outline, I was like, I got to hear this.
Random. So we have trash and recycling pickup on Mondays, and at both places that we've lived at with our neighbors, there's just been a collection of fucking bins. You throw your trash in throughout the week. You fill up one or, you know, two.
If one's filled up, you move to the next. Sorry.
Right. You move to the next and you take it out to the fucking curb on Sunday night. And we've got new neighbors, new people in the building.
It reminds me of trash night.
You're welcome, Teddy.
Thank you. I got to take a trash kid.
So it's been hot as fuck here for the past couple of days. I was going to bring our one bin in yesterday. I forgot about it. I got home from work today. I'm like, oh fuck, that bin is still out there. I'm going to go and grab it. Not a big deal. Go grab the bin. It's like a 5-second fucking job. And I go to move it back. And I notice that now on all the bins, scrawled with like a fucking like shitty Sharpie marker, like not even a good Sharpie marker, is the apartment numbers or the address numbers on the bins. And of course, the bin that I've been assigned has like a cracked top on it. So it's going to go, you know, it's going to let water inside of it. And I didn't realize it at first, but whoever put the numbers on those bins also put the number on the bin that was out by the curb.
And decided that your apartment was the negligent bin.
Exactly. And did not bring the bin in. They took the effort to write the number on the bin.
Was this a landlord or was this one of the tenants who just decided, like, I want to make a line of demarcation.
I want to claim
a particular bin.
Oracle has a decision to make. Does he want to embark on this petty battle and see if he can out-petty this motherfucker?
All you got to do then to out-petty him is just don't take your bin. Don't put anything in your bin. Put everything else in every other bin. Let people take their motherfucking bins out.
Keep your bin as empty as possible.
If anything goes in your bin, it's not your problem.
Yo, to out-petty him, you have to take a shit on his bin every fucking morning.
Take a shit.
Yeah. Hey, out-petty him. He will quit. He'll quit after the third one, then that motherfucker's a trooper and you in for a battle. You know what I'm saying? You have to change your tactics. You know what I'm saying? Human shit would deter anybody. That's what I know.
Well, that's when you put JB Weld on his wheels.
We'll see how this pans out. Honestly, this wasn't a problem before, but now it's a fucking problem. So I guess
are you good with any of your neighbors?
No, I mean, these are new people, so I have no idea.
No, but I'm saying, are you good with any of your neighbors?
Well, how do they know it was you who had the bin, who didn't return the bin?
They did. I have no fucking idea. Like, I seriously don't know. But the thing is,
I guess, how did you know that was your bin that was still out there? Or you were just
because
like,
it has my number scrawled on it.
Oh, but I mean, prior to you knowing the number on it, were you just like, oh, this bin should be brought in? Because it's a communal effort.
Yeah. Yes. For the past 4 years, you just take the bins out and you bring them back. Somebody does it. Whoever happens to be out there. And it's been totally fine up until this point. No one's had an issue.
Yeah. Nobody's.
No problem before.
Yeah. Then I would put my trash in every other bin but the one that had my number on it, and I wouldn't take any goddamn bins out to the curb. That is how I would do that.
Yeah, because as long as your bag's not the last one in, you don't have to take it out to the curb. So I mean,
and to top it off, get a rabid raccoon from like the local testing facility and put it in their bin.
Oh, I glue the fucking lid on mine shut. Nobody getting shit. Well, this just seems jammed. Oh, okay.
So I will keep you posted on that ongoing.
I would totally.
I like your pet stories. They seem long lasting and fucking and very entertaining.
All right. Next up, we have stabbing a dry cyst from Ashtray.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You better not have your fucking pit video up as a fucking reference.
Let me bring the video up.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do it. Share it.
God damn it.
Share with the world.
What is wrong with you two?
Nobody was. Don't encourage this shit.
Because I was actually waiting for Tay to say, that's some crazy ass white shit right there. Because that is what crazy white people do.
I mean, no, people pop cysts. I get
apparently
it.
Apparently, this is.
Record it and show it to people.
I only share it with you guys because I know it's really gonna make you guys.
I said people,
sucks.
Not friends. I said people.
Oh, your friend? We're friends? Oh. Anyways, this lump in my toe, which what's the second in like in training under your primary? Is it like nurse practitioner who's like almost a doctor but not quite?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I couldn't get in my doctor, get to the nurse practitioner. She's like, oh, this looks like one of those digital mucoid cysts. And
so you went to an urgent care.
They can cut it. No, I didn't go to urgent care. You dumb shit. I called in and they told me
it was
either
a joke.
You can wait 6 weeks.
Continue story. I get it. It was a joke. Continue story.
And anyways, they told me this thing should be filled, like, what a digital mucoid cyst anyways is, it's a cyst that forms out of your joint, either your finger or your toes, and it's supposed to have like this gel, like the joint fluid in it. Well, and they told me like, you can come in, they're just going to, they'll drain it, but it's probably going to come back. The only, sometimes the only way to get rid of it is to fully have it surgically removed. So I thought, well, just to drain it. Like, I know someone who can help me drain it. They have veterinarian supplies, you know, iodine, sterilize it. So yeah, today we decided to try to drain it and we could not get any fluid at all out of it.
Who tried to drain it?
I will not name names, just for their own.
Well, I thought you were actually at the doctor.
No,
he wasn't. He went to the doctor and told him what was wrong. He said, I'll fix it myself, and then went home and recorded it. That's what happened.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. So let's just say there was no fluid in there that we could at least get to come out. You know, you're getting like negative pressure. You got
doctors.
So
was it air or something, or empty pocket? I mean, it's got to be something to swell it up.
Well, it, like, there's negative pressure. Like, there's, you know, like, when you're not getting any sort of blood vessel, and it's just kind of, you get a negative gurgle of, like, a little bit of blood fluid, but, yeah, nothing. And I had her poke it in three different spots, but I had it lidocained, so my toe has got poked six times today, and we didn't get any juice out of it. So now I have to actually, like
3 days is going to be bugging.
You're the closest thing to a Jewish person that I've ever met that wasn't a Jewish person. Like, you're like, does this look like a cyst? Is it bad?
Is this a tick? Is this a tick?
Calling into the doctor and shit.
Can you pop this? All right. Next.
Mystic drums.
So not drums in general. So what pisses me off is, I guess, people that think it's okay to just be loud and just crazy obnoxious. So I'm watching the Brewers at Oakland Athletics game. Now, the Oakland Athletics don't really get a lot of people there. Their stadium's maybe half full. The problem with Major League Baseball stadiums is that the broadcast has mics all around the stadium that are melded together, so it creates an ambient noise. When the stadium is full, you can't really make out any one thing.
Yeah.
But when the stadium's half full, and some there's crazy drunk morons with fucking snare drums and like tom toms and horns,
they brought their noisemakers in.
That's they do every game. They were talking about it during the broadcast. There's a whole section of people that just bring outrageous noisemakers and just make noise out in like left field during the fucking, you know, the away team's batting.
Yeah.
And it's just the most obnoxious fucking thing. Huh?
In Milwaukee or the Oakland A's Stadium?
Oakland A's Stadium. They don't have that in, but luckily we're not that obnoxious here. We're just drunk. We don't bring drums and shit. We just yell.
Too drunk to play the drums.
Right. Yeah. But like, dude,
we drink it out just of them.
Gets so fucking crazy. And I was thinking last night watching this, cause I was getting pissed off watching it on TV. Like, I can't even imagine what it's like in the stadium. If you're trying to watch that baseball game. And there's just assholes fucking beating drums out in the fucking left field. You know what I mean? Like, if you're
shut
near
the
that,
fuck up.
Fuck, yes, exactly. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. That's what's happening.
The headbutt is coming.
Your head's going through that fucking head. Of that
you just throw them over the edge into the fucking field.
Unbelievable.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right, Teddy, Division 2 first DLC.
First DLC for the division was very, very, very bad. It's not bad. It's just not, I don't think it's enough. It seems like it takes longer to download than it does to fucking complete. I think it's like 10 gigs or something like that. It's only two missions in new locations. And then the last part is you trying to inspect a... college campus to find out what happened to this convoy. Oh. And the thing is about it is it's open. It's an open, like kind of like an open world thing, but they don't give you any markers. And this game doesn't give you any flashlights, and it's always nighttime where you go. And it's very frustrating to try to find out what to do and how to complete the little, because there's multiple things. There's three stages to the mission that you have to do, and there's like you got to find a switch, and they don't give you a marker. You got to run around this whole campus and find this little glowing thing on the wall that you really can't see. And I think it's poorly done.
Like that.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing is that it was free, because they just said all the DLC is gonna be free for the game, so it was free. But I think it was they could have done a lot more. They only got like two or three good guns. They got three new guns, and it just wasn't enough. So kind of disappointed.
So is this an expansion to District 2? Is that right? Do you hear me? Oh, Mystic is screwing up our entire broadcast. He just tried calling me. I tried to play it off like nothing was happening.
Yeah, Mystic's telling me too. I was like, what's
the problem? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Mystic decided to hang up on us and then try to call us back in the middle of the... Look, you can even see it in the feed here. They're damn ridiculous. We'll see. He might be back now.
There you go.
Yeah, you just ruined our show.
Yeah, awesome.
Anyways, so welcome back.
How did I fucking ruin it?
Because you like called on air and we had the whole
blah, 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 blah.
Well, what the fuck you want me to do? I couldn't get back in.
Call silently, like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Call waiting.
So,
silent, polite little beep, beep.
I've heard mixed things about Division 2, Teddy. Is it a good game?
I mean, the game is good. The game is good. The in-game is good. I like it. I haven't done the new raid yet because it's an 8-person thing and kind of need teamwork to do it, and it's really, really hard. They just made it so now at first you couldn't matchmake. You had to have like 8 people or 7 people with you to do it. But now you can matchmake for the raid, which I kind of want to try, but it's infuriating to try to be do a team, like something where everybody has to have a part, a function, and work together. And you got this one dick hole over here just hitting something like that.
Leroy Jenkins!
My biggest thing is people don't communicate. There are guys coming behind us. Thank you for telling us. I'm like, you have a headset. Use it. Get out of the party and talk to people. It was into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
That's it.
That's
in all seriousness. Yeah, that's it, man. Go fuck yourself, Branson.
Ashtray's like, but I didn't talk for that much. It can't be over.
Yeah.
It can't be over. Not yet.
That's our show. We're going to be here every Wednesday night or Thursday at 10 p.m. Central. Bro. Make sure you join the conversation at theredeyereport.com or facebook.com/redeyereport. I don't think it's /TheRedEyeReport. We've been telling people the wrong fucking thing for like 7 years.
Nah. Hey, yeah. That's all right. If they're watching us on Facebook, they already know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we only have 3 top fans.
Yep.
Don't send us fucking Twitter shit. We don't care about it.
Better than having none. I really do want to get that shit up.
Except for, Donald Trump can tweet us if he wants. We should start trolling him.
You can start trolling him. I don't want to go to jail.
True. Yeah, Teddy's got things to worry about. He's fucking.
I mean, yeah, I got shit to do. You're already on parole. I got games going back. I got games coming out. I ain't finna troll the president. Fucking miss out on Borderlands 3. Fuck you. He fucked up.
I got games coming out. Never mind my child. I got some games coming out.
Right.
I would keep my son alive. I mean, I get that, but I mean,
I'm gonna keep him alive. That's the benchmark.
You've got kids, bro.
You know, I'm not looking forward to it, but those games, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm contractually obligated to keep
it. Yes, I am. I'll tell them all the time. I got to feed you. I got people know I have you. I have to take care of you.
Yeah.
Or I get in trouble. Like, yeah.
Oh, all right. Lordy. All right, motherfuckers.
So I'm Oracle.
I'm Mystic.
This is Ashray.
I'm Teddy. I knew Mr. could do some chipmunk shit. Because he petty.
And this is the Red Eye Report.
He petty.
Yeah, you don't want to be last. I don't understand why you don't want to be last. I don't get it.
Mystic can never be last.
I like the caboose.
If that was the case, you'd